Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine, I am a content creator and life coach, and here on Just Glow With It, we talk about all things lifestyle, personal growth, and wellness, all from a balanced perspective. So today, or I should say this week, is a very sentimental week for me, which of course brings me a sentimental episode, and the reason for that is because this week marks 1 year since my boyfriend and I decided to leave everything behind, pack up our lives, and move to a new state where we didn't know a single person. And let me tell you what a journey it has been. I can't believe a year has gone by already. We recently renewed our lease here in our current apartment for another year, so I'm excited to see what this next year has in store. As you all know, this podcast is a therapeutic outlet for myself, and so I wanted to come on here today and share the journey that I've been on this past year, because this has probably been one of the toughest yet transformational and exciting life-changing times in my life. The lessons that I've learned since moving to a new state feel are so universal and can be applied to anyone's life. Whether you have moved to a new city or a state yourself, or you still live in your hometown, I don't feel like that matters, because these are just general life lessons that I've come to learn. I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. It was really therapeutic to kind of look back on this past year and just reflect on how things have unfolded and where I was this time last year and where I am now. And I'm truly very, very grateful and proud of all that has transpired in this past year, even though it was really, really, really hard, as you will get to hear in today's episode. But I hope that you enjoy, and if you do, don't forget to share this episode with someone who you think may enjoy this podcast. Rate and review. It really helps support the podcast. If you want to support the podcast even more, I would so appreciate if you guys could check out today's sponsors, which we will get into in today's episode. Our sponsors is what allows me to show up for you guys and create these episodes and have my content be free. So I would greatly appreciate if you could show some support if you feel called to in any way. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So before I get into the life lessons that I've learned since moving to a new state, I want to give a background story as to why I moved in the first place and share a bit of why we decided to make this huge transition in our lives. It's something that I get asked a lot, whether it's by family, friends, or even you guys. And I know a lot of people from back home listen to my podcast, so I just want to put out a little disclaimer. I don't want anyone to take offense to this. I'm simply sharing my experience, my perspective, and how I feel. And obviously, everyone's experience is going to be different. But I just wanted to say that because that plays a huge role as to why I wanted to move. For those of you who don't know, I am born and raised in California. I've lived there my entire life, and I love California as a whole. I could see myself moving back to California in the future. I feel like in my heart, I'm a California girl through and through. But personally, I always hated living in my hometown specifically. I grew up in a relatively small and very conservative town in California. And don't get me wrong, it's a super cute and quaint town, but it also has a reputation of being racist and not very kind to people of color. And if you know, you know. Some people might not think it's as bad as it used to be, but I feel completely differently. I hear all the time from family members and friends about their racist experiences that they still have to this day. So my experience growing up there was not the best. And honestly, I didn't even realize how bad my high school was in terms of racism until I removed myself from the environment. And looking back now, I realize some of the things that these my peers and other students used to say were really, really racist. So me not enjoying my experience growing up in my town played a huge factor as to why I wanted to move away from all of that. And another reason was I always felt that not just the town that I grew up in specifically, but the whole county as a whole did not have anything to offer me. So even before I knew that I wanted to pursue the career that I'm in now, even before this podcast, before all of this that I have now and that I'm doing right now, I always had this feeling in my gut that I'm not supposed to be here, meaning my hometown. And I always had these thoughts of, I don't know what I want for myself or my life, but what I do know is that it's not here. And I don't know how else to explain it other than this deep gut feeling, this inner knowing that I did not belong where I grew up and where I was raised. And as I began this personal growth journey of mine back in like 2016, 2017, and later beginning my coaching business, and I started to uncover my purpose and my passions in life, and when I started to really allow myself to be the person I always wanted to be and not the person I thought I was supposed to be, that intuitive feeling that I've had my entire life had grown stronger and stronger. And around 2020, which I think a lot of people can relate to, just having these huge realizations and making big pivotal changes in your life, the feelings became unbearable around 2020. I became so unhappy living where I was, and I just knew deep in my heart that it was time to leave. And the idea of moving to a new city, let alone a new state, was absolutely scary. But intuitively, I knew that this was the next step for me in my journey. And so fast forward to November of 2021, we packed up our lives and moved to Phoenix, Arizona from California. And just a side note, if you are contemplating moving to a new city or a new state and you aren't sure where you'd want to move to or how to begin the process, I highly recommend listening to my older episode. I believe it's called Manifesting Moving to a New City, Quitting My Day Job, and Becoming an Entrepreneur, because in that episode, I share the exact process and steps I took to help me manifest moving to a new city, and also how I chose the right city for me for the next step in my life. Like I said, I don't know if I will live here forever or if it's just for right now, but the steps that I talk about in that episode helped me come to where I am right now. All in all, my desire to move came from this knowing that there was more out there for me to see, for me to do, and I had outgrown the place that I grew up in, and I was just very unhappy living where I was living, and I needed something different. I needed something more, and I trusted my intuition. Even though I was afraid, and even though I didn't necessarily have all of the answers or knew if it was going to work out, I just trusted that this was the right next step for me. And if it didn't work out, then at least I tried and don't have to live with what if. I'm really, really grateful that I decided to listen to my intuition. I'm grateful that my boyfriend was also on board with me wanting to make this change for us, and just seeing where we are one whole year later, I know that we made the right choice in moving out of our hometowns. And I just don't ever see myself going back to that. So that's kind of my story behind why we decided to move. And we will get into all of the lessons and everything that I've come to learn and understand from this past year in a moment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So I will be the first to admit that I did not anticipate this year to go out the way that it did. And although it was very challenging at times, I'm still very grateful for it all because it led me exactly where I meant to be and doing what I meant to be doing. And a lot of the things and people and opportunities that I have in my life right now, I could not have imagined a year ago. With that being said, the first lesson that I've learned since moving to a new state is that the tough times are happening for you. So during our first year here, my boyfriend and I definitely faced many unforeseen challenges that pretty much threw us for a loop, and we knew that it was either sink or swim. So we decided that we weren't going to sink and we wanted to swim. And together we worked as a team to keep each other afloat. And it was everything but easy, but it taught us that we can handle anything that comes our way. And I feel like going through hardships together in a relationship is a great indicator of whether you have a strong, solid foundation within the relationship. And now I feel so confident in my relationship and being able to overcome anything because we've literally been through the thick of it together. And now I feel like whatever else life may throw at us, we can handle because I feel like we've been through the worst of the worst this past year. I just feel so much confident in our teamwork, in our communication styles, and just being each other's support system. I feel very, very good. So that was a huge plus that came out of the challenging year that we had. But with that, we definitely had our moments where we both felt the pressure of what was happening around us, which at times caused conflict or tension between us. One thing that we both quickly realized was that it was up to us to shift our perspective, and we've learned to look at our obstacles as opportunities for growth instead of just complaining about our situation or our circumstances. And I also think because of this last year, our faith in something bigger than ourselves has become so much stronger and just rooted. Like I said, as a result of all of that, we've grown closer and wiser, and the challenges we faced really amplified our growth and I feel made us more resilient, both as individuals and within our relationship. So when you find yourself in a season of trials and tribulations and it feels like life will not give you a break, I want to share some words of wisdom that I wish I knew at the time, but I know now. And the first is that it's okay to not have the answers right away, and it's okay to ask for help. That was something that I really had to be okay with. What I've come to realize is that just because you don't have the answers or just because you need to ask for help, it doesn't mean that you are failing or that you aren't capable of doing whatever it is that you want to do. We all need help from time to time, whether that be emotional support, mental support, financial support, whatever the case is. We live in very challenging times, which is not something that I like to say or put life into my own life, but I'm also being realistic. Life circumstances are really challenging right now in all ways, and it's impacting all of us in one way or another. And so it's okay if you are struggling right now and you don't know how you are going to get through the struggle and you don't know what the next step is, or if you need to ask for help, that is okay. As long as you are struggling forward, life is always going to throw us curveballs. There's always going to be a new problem, a new struggle, a new challenge to overcome, and that's just a part of life. Those things are going to happen, and more times than not, those things are absolutely out of our control. The next piece of advice or thing that I wish I knew at the time was that the struggles you are facing right now are preparing you for the next chapter in your life. So if you are able to look at struggles as opportunities, you will find pivotal life lessons that you will be able to carry on for the rest of your life. And these are things that you can't learn in a book or learn by watching a video or a podcast. It's something that you actually have to experience firsthand. There's so much that I've learned out of it, whether it's from mistakes that I made or realizing things that I don't want for myself or I do want. I am applying a lot of what I've learned this last year now into my life. And I know that had I not gone through the things that I did, I would not have the wisdom or the mindset or the perspective that I have now. If you are in a season where you're struggling right now, just know that you are being prepared for something even greater. And in order to succeed in the next chapter of your life, you have to learn the lessons that are necessary to be able to do so. So the next piece of wisdom that I learned through this challenging year was to be grateful for the doors that aren't opening for you, because they are not yours to walk through. This was a huge one that took place this last year. So as you know, if you've listened to my episodes, I took a pivot in my career in 2022. I started the year with my coaching business and I was doing really well at that. And I had been working really hard to build it up for the last few years. And as the story goes, I had this realization that although I was doing really well in coaching, I realized that coaching wasn't what I wanted to pursue full-time. And long story short, I decided to do content creation full-time instead, and here we are now. But what most people don't know is the in-between phase from point A to point B. So I don't think that I've actually shared this story, because up until now, I don't feel like I was ready to talk about it because there were still some things that I had to come to terms with, but now I feel really good about where I'm at. So basically, what most people don't know was that when I decided coaching wasn't what I wanted to do, I was left with the question of, okay, then what's next? I knew that I had a lot of different avenues that I could take. On one hand, I could choose to work for a brand as an employee, as a social media coordinator, or I could do pretty much what I'm doing now and just focus on working on my own content and brands, but as an entrepreneur or independent contractor versus as an employee. So during this transition period where I was trying to figure out what path I wanted to take, I received two different opportunities to work for two of my dream skincare brands in the industry. And you guys are probably very familiar with these brands, so I'm not going to say the names. And I still love these brands, by the way, but these were like my top dream brands that I could only dream of working for one day. And I was just over the moon when I received these potential opportunities. So long story short, I went through an entire interview process. I did multiple interviews and things like that with both of these brands. And in the end, neither of these opportunities ended up working out how I'd hoped for. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't upset or confused as to why God or the universe would bring me these amazing opportunities just to take them away from me. At the time, it felt like a sick joke to me, and I was being messed with. But looking back now, I'm able to recognize that those opportunities were not for me. Although they were great and amazing, they were not the right fit for me. In hindsight, I can see now that for one of the opportunities, although I could have been working with one of my biggest inspirations in life, which she still is, the job title or the position wouldn't have fulfilled me, because I would be doing things that I know didn't highlight my best talents and skills, and I wouldn't be doing things that I actually enjoyed. And on the other hand, for the other opportunity, had that worked out how I originally wanted it to, I would have literally no time to dedicate to my own content, the podcast, my YouTube channel, my social media content, because that would have taken a majority of my time. And so now I'm able to look at these doors now opening for me with gratitude, because even though it didn't work out, getting to interview with two of my biggest inspirations in life and two of my top favorite brands in life, and hearing them say that they were a fan of my work and my podcast, going through that experience gave me a new level of confidence that I have never had up until this point. And I'm not saying that you should wait on others to validate your work for you or help you in feeling confident for yourself. Like, that's obviously something that we should all work on internally. But when the person who is literally your life's inspiration gives you a compliment like that, that means something and that holds so much value. And so ever since those moments of getting the opportunity to speak with them and interview with them and just hear them compliment my work gave me this new level of confidence. And ever since those moments, I've never really doubted myself the way that I used to. I no longer hear that negative self-talk that I used to struggle with so deeply. And now being where I am now, I'm so much happier and fulfilled getting to be more in control of my life, of what I'm doing, the content I'm creating, and all of those things. Had I taken any of those other routes, I would have been at the mercy of those jobs. Versus now, I can literally do what I want, when I want, live my life how I want, and everything is in my control, which is what I've always wanted since the beginning. Just to recap what I've learned in this challenging season, it's okay to not have the answers right away. It's okay to ask for help. The struggles you are facing right now are preparing you for the next chapter in your life. So take notes and be grateful for the doors that aren't opening for you because they are not yours to walk through.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So the second lesson that I've learned since moving to a new state is you can't have it all, so appreciate what you do have. Now, this lesson is one that I'm still learning to accept because it's really, really hard at times. And what I've experienced since moving here is this sort of bittersweet feeling between missing my family and my friends back home, but not missing the town or the city that I grew up in. And with that, knowing if I did choose to move back to my hometown to be closer with my family and my friends, I would also not be happy either. So it's been this battle of accepting the fact that unless my family and my friends decide to move wherever I'm at, this will most likely be my reality, which is living away from my family and my friends. And that's a hard reality to come to terms with, especially as someone who is very family oriented and I treat my friends as family. Sometimes I feel as I'm missing out on a lot and FOMO kicks in, and you know, you start to feel like everyone is moving on with their life without you and you're being forgotten, even though, you know, if you are maintaining healthy relationships with your friends and family, that's not the case. But it's very easy to assume that when everyone you love is in one area and they're all doing things and living their life and you're not a part of it. With that, I've definitely had moments this last year where I questioned my decision to move and if I've made the right choice. Every single time I've gone back to visit home since moving, although I love seeing everyone and I love spending time with my family and friends and I love visiting the old places that I used to frequent, every single time I've gone back home, I've been reminded that I, in fact, made the right decision. Whether it's an internal feeling or it's something that happened, something that I see, I always get this sign or confirmation that, girl, you made the right choice. It's just something that I've had to accept and remind myself of. And one thing this lesson has taught me was to cherish and make time for the people in my life more. I feel like when I was living back home, I did not appreciate the time I had with my family and friends like I do now. So whenever I do visit or I'm on FaceTime with them or anything like that, I'm definitely more present and more appreciative of those moments because they're more far and few in between. So when it comes to this lesson, what I want you to take away from is that whatever changes you make in life, whether it's something that you're excited for or something you're afraid of, there's going to be pros and cons to everything in life. And I think people forget that, especially when it comes to chasing their goals or going after the things that they want. They just hyper focus on the good and the positive, but it's also important to be realistic with the other side to it. For example, if you take on a new job promotion that pays you 3 times more than what you're making, that is amazing. But a con to that is maybe the workload is heavier, or the work hours are longer, or you have more responsibility, which can be added pressure. And that's just something to keep in mind, that with anything that you do in life, there is going to be a pro and con to it all, and it's up to you to decide what's worth it for you. So the third lesson that I've come to learn this past year is what you are looking for will find you. So one of the fears that I had when moving was having to leave behind all of my favorite places and people and things, and having to find new places and new people that kind of match that feeling and that sense of home. And at the time, the idea of replacing my favorite coffee shop or my favorite yoga studio seemed impossible, mainly because the energy and the feelings that these places gave me felt unmatched and impossible to find again. And I'm very glad and happy to say that I was very, very wrong about this fear. And it might take some time or a few tries, but I promise that the things that you thought you couldn't live without, or that you feel like you can't replace, you will be able to find even better. And the best part is, the things that you do leave behind will still be there when you go back. And I went from having one coffee shop, one restaurant, and one yoga studio that I loved going to back home, to now having an abundance of amazing places that I love to go to. And I still have even more to explore. There's so many cool coffee shops and restaurants and places that I haven't even touched yet, which is so exciting to think about. So if you're anything like me who fears change and fears the unknown, let this be a lesson to not let the fear of the unknown or comfort stop you from finding something even better. We tend to hold on to and cling to things even if it's not the best thing for us. We do this with relationships, friendships, jobs, but you would be amazed at what comes into your life when you make the space for it and you open yourself up to receive and find even better. The fourth lesson that I've come to learn since moving to a new state is how to accept the current season of my life. This last year literally forced me to sit in the uncomfortableness that was moving to a new state. And there were so many factors that were outside of my control this last year, and I had no choice but to accept the present season of my life, or else I would have driven myself insane and have been miserable this past year. And as hard as that was to accept at first, it did teach me how to truly be grateful and appreciate every single stage in my life instead of rushing into the next one. So now I feel like the sweet moments in my life feel so much sweeter. And when I am in a challenging moment in my life, I don't find myself rushing out of it anymore. And I more so take an approach of, okay, how can I appreciate what's happening for me? How can I grow from this? How can I learn from this? And I no longer feel defeated all the time. And the fifth life lesson that I've come to learn since moving to a new state is that life in transition is challenging and uncomfortable, but staying complacent is even more uncomfortable. The very first week that we moved, I lost my pet. He died unexpectedly, out of nowhere. I was deathly ill a few days after that. As a result, I had to be alone on Thanksgiving because I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't get out of bed. So I was depressed, sad, sick, throwing up in an empty apartment all in 1 week. And the start of this move was challenging to say the very least, but little did I know that that was only the beginning to a very challenging first year. But I'm saying all this to say, if you asked me, would I do this again knowing what I know now? I would say yes in a heartbeat. I wouldn't change a thing, because now that a full year has gone by, I can humbly say that the storm is over and things are looking incredibly different now. My career is thriving in a way it's never thrived before. My relationship is stronger and closer than ever. My life is so full. It's full of amazing people. It's full of amazing opportunities and things. And I've had incredible experiences that wouldn't have happened had I not made this move. So these are the lessons that I've learned. Before I end today's episode, I want to kind of give some words of encouragement, of motivation, a mini pep talk, if you will, to kind of get you set up for the new year in the best way possible. And that is, if you are listening to this and you've been sitting on a dream for a while now, and you've been thinking about making a huge change in your own life, whether that's moving to a new city or changing a career path or leaving a relationship, or if you know deep in your heart and soul that there is more out there for you and you want to just chase that, let this episode, let these words be your sign to make the first move if you haven't already. Or if you have, let this be a sign to continue going towards that. And what I want to say is that it won't be easy, because if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would have it. Everyone would be living that life. It's not going to be easy. So embrace the struggles that come with it, because there will be struggles and it won't always be fun. And there will probably be moments where you think, why the hell did I do this in the first place? And you'll want to retreat back to your comfort zone. If you stay the course and you follow your divine path that is meant for you, it will be the greatest gift you give yourself. It will be the best thing that you do for yourself. And this is coming from a person who's literally been in your shoes, wishing your life was different, wishing things were different, wishing you could be where you wanted to be, and going through the thick of it and being in the midst of struggles and turmoil and confusion and wondering if you're doing the right thing and why you did this in the first place, and, you know, wishing things could be easier. I've been in it, and I'm here to tell you that it is all worth it. All of the struggles, all of the obstacles. Continue having faith in your vision. You have a vision for a reason. That vision deserves to be fulfilled in physical form. And I hope that this episode inspires you to keep moving forward in your life in 2023, and you keep working on that goal, on that dream, that vision that you have, because it is so possible. That is where I want to end today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I really hope that you're able to apply these life lessons into your own life, and that this episode inspires and motivates you to keep going. And it's okay if you need time to regroup and refocus, but get yourself back on track, because no one is going to make anything happen for you except you. So that is all I have to say. I hope that you really enjoyed. And as a final reminder, don't forget to check out today's podcast sponsors. Take advantage of those codes. It would really help support the podcast as well. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy this podcast. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.